We continue with the Siddur snippet sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Zchus of the Refuah Shlema for Adol Bas Alta Chaya should have a full and complete Refuah Shlema. We are continuing and nearing completing Birchos HaShachar, and we are up to the bracha, the last bracha of Hamavir Shena Me'enai Usnuma Me'af Apai. What does this bracha mean? What is the difference between Enai and Af Apai, and why are we asking Hashem to remove from both of them? The Gemara in Brachos, which records this bracha originally, as all these other Birchas HaShachar, or most of them, were associated with different activities or actions in the morning, the Gemara associates this with washing our face in the morning. When we wake up, when we wash our face, we thank Hashem, who's removed us from a state of sleep. The Gra explains that Shena is deep sleep, and that when a person was in REM sleep, a person was in a deep sleep, they're far removed from this world, as if their neshama was taken from them. They have no sense of comprehension. They have no sense of awareness of what's going on around them. So when we first wake up, we are removed from that sense of a deep sleep, but we're still in a state of slumber. Like the Gemara in Pesachim, Adav Kuf Chav describes, Nim velo nim tir velo tir, to be in an intermediary state. So the bracha of Hamavir Shena, we thank Hashem, you've removed us from that sense of sleep, me'inai, from our eyes, usnuma me'afapai. Not only did you take me out from the deepest level of the deepest sleep, but you've even, once I'm out of that deep sleep, but I'm still in a state of slumber, my eyes are still closed, I'm still adjusting, I'm still waking up. You've enabled me to not only wake up from a deep sleep, but Kosh Baruch Hu, I'm so grateful to you. Thank you so much for enabling me to wake up to a point of perfect clarity, to be fully awake, and to be ready to take on the day. Rav Schwab has what I think is the most important and insightful comment on this bracha, which for me transformed the recitation of this bracha, and I hope it will for you as well. Says Rav Schwab, why in the world are we saying this bracha, the last bracha of all Birchas HaShachar? Thank you, Hashem, for letting me wake up. I'm not in a permanent sense of sleep. I'm not lacking any cognition or comprehension. You allowed me to wake up and take on the day. That should be the very first bracha, even before the ability to see and get dressed and walk and all the other things we acknowledge Hashem for. The first bracha in the morning should be, thank you for the fact that I woke up. What a bracha. Why is it the last? Why is it the concluding bracha of the whole Birchas HaShachar? Suggests Rav Schwab, this bracha is not about our literally being asleep. That we've already acknowledged with Moda Ani. I'm so grateful to have woken up. I'm so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful my neshama was restored to me. Asher Yatzar, I'm so grateful my guf is working. That's not what this bracha is about. Says Rav Schwab, look at the beginning of the Torah. And when the Torah describes that Adam and Chava, when Adam is first put to sleep, and Chava is extracted from Adam, Adam is one androgynous figure, and he's split in two. Chava is extracted, vayiven es atzela, Chava is taken from Adam. How is that surgery done? Adam has anesthesia done to him. And the Torah, the word the Torah uses to describe the anesthesia Adam endures when he's put to sleep is tardema. He falls asleep a tardema. He falls asleep with a sense of tardema. Says Rav Schwab, when we make the bracha, snuma me'afapai, that tardema, mavir shena me'inai snuma me'afapai, what we're saying is, if you look back at the Torah, Adam never wakes up from that sleep, from that anesthesia. Before that moment, he had absolute revelation. He had total and utter clarity about Hashem's existence and his relationship to Hashem. But once he is put to that state of sleep, to that state of slumber, he never again sees Hashem with the same level of revelation. He never sees Hashem with the same level of clarity. And therefore, the bracha that we're making, the hope that we have, Hamavir Shenu Meinai Usnuma Me'afapai, is the hope that we can have that clarity, that revelation, that we can live with no doubt, no uncertainty, that we see and feel Hashem's presence in our life. Says Rav Schwab, we've had momentary glimpses during the Eser Makos, during the 10 plagues of the splitting of the sea, when we stood at Har Sinai in the moment of great revelation. In our own personal lives, we've listened to a song, we've been present for a miracle, we've seen magnificent nature, we've learned Torah, we've heard a class or a shir that transformed us, that opened our eyes, that took away any doubt or uncertainty we had and make us feel absolute revelation. We're in the presence of Hashem. They've had glimpses, but what we ask for when we wake up in the morning, the bracha, Hamavir Shena Me'inai Usnuma Me'afapai, means, let me not see through clouded glasses. Let me see Hashem everywhere I look. Let me feel His presence in every aspect and component of my life. Let me not be walking around in a state of semi-slumber, where I'm half asleep, sleepwalking through life, where I'm making the mistake of thinking I'm in charge, or where I'm filled with anxiety and worry because I think I'm just subject to nature. Let me awaken from the sleep that Hashem first put Adam through, Hamavir Shena Me'inai night, let me awaken from that sleep to live with a sense of absolute and utter clarity of Hashem's presence in my life. This last and final bracha of Birchas HaShachar does not end with the word me'af apai. It would be inappropriate to answer amen if you hear someone else make the bracha then, but rather it continues. V'hi ratzon mefanach Hashem Elokeinu v'lekei avoseinu. We say, may it be your will, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers. The Avud Raham says, we continue this with a vav, not yihi ratzon mefanacha, but vihi ratzon, because this is a continuation of the bracha hamavir shena. You don't answer amen. This last bracha is a bracha arichta. It's one long bracha. It has a bracha at the beginning and gomel chasadim tovim lamo Yisrael at the end. And how do we continue? Hashem, may help me awaken from that deep sense of slumber. Let me see you everywhere I turn. Let me feel your presence in my life. Let me not be looking out of cloudy glasses where I'm misunderstanding and misrepresenting the world, but let me see with clarity and revelation. Let me see you present in all of my life. V'hi ratzon, and therefore may it be your will that I live that life of mindfulness, of presence, of clarity, of seeing you everywhere. V'hi ratzon, the continuation is, may it be your will. And why should it be Hashem's will? In what merit should Hashem give us that we live with such clarity? In what merit should Hashem allow us, enable us to live such an enriched life? The answer is, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. We're employing Zchus Avos. We say, Hashem, look, you're our God, Elokeinu. We are invested in and we've worked hard to develop our own relationship with you. We're investigating, we're looking, we're searching, we're trying to feel your presence in our lives. But even if we are unworthy, Elokei Avoseinu, you are the God of our forefathers, and we are employing this Zchus Avos, the merit of our forefathers, in our request to you to be ever present even more intensely in our life so that we can feel it. And how do we achieve that? What is the medium or mechanism so that as we go through our day, from the moment we wake up in the morning and open our eyes to the moment we fall asleep at night and close our eyes, what is the means or the mechanism to feel Hashem's presence most intensely? The answer is, Shetargileinu besorasecha. What we ask Hashem to help us with is to develop a habit of Torah. Now it's very interesting, and we'll continue with this tomorrow night. Normally, we reject habits. We look at hergel, habit, and rote. Mitzvah sanashim ilimuda, doing something just out of habit at rote, as something which is negative. It's something that we reject. The Shalosh Regalim come, the three holidays come, to break the hergel, to break up the sense of the pattern or the habit that we formed. And yet, here we are asking Hashem to create a new habit for us. Shetargileinu besorasecha, that living a life of learning Torah, living Torah, feeling Torah, breathing Torah, seeing the world through the prism of Torah is not something that we have to stretch or work for, but it's something which is second nature. It's something which has become a habit. In order to wake us from that slumber and to see Hashem's presence everywhere, we have to develop the second nature in our lives to turn to Torah, to gain understanding, enlightenment, to have wisdom, to illuminate our lives, to know what to do and where to go and how to interpret everything which is happening. How do we create that habit and rote? Mir Tashem will pick up with tomorrow night.